The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com. Eric Metaxas Show with your host, Eric Metaxas.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls of all ages, welcome to the Eric Metaxas Show officially on this Thanksgiving Eve. Tomorrow's the big day, and hopefully you've arrived safely if you're traveling to your destination. I am Albin Sadar. I'm one of the producers of the big show here, and I'm sitting in for Eric today. Later on in the program, Eric Metaxas himself we'll be sharing the true miracle story of Squanto. So you're going to want to stick around for that. Chris Himes is in on that with Eric as well. And in hour two, we have an encore presentation with the fun and fabulous Victoria Jackson, a good friend of ours and a former cast member of Saturday Night Live. So you don't want to miss that either. Before we get to our first guest, who is Phelan McAleer, and he, along with his wife, Ann McElhinney, are producing an important new film. You've got to hear about this, My Son Hunter. You can go to mysonhunter.com and check it out even while I'm speaking. But I want to remind you of one of our two big, big sponsors of the show. Of course, MyPillow and MyStore.com. You can go there, use the code ERIC. But you also must go to Nutramedics with an X.com. This week only, you get a whopping 35% off of all of their incredible vitamins and supplements, but you got to use the code ERIC. Okay, Nutramedics.com, this week only, 35% off. Use the code ERIC. And I think you know this, 50% of the Nutramedics products goes towards mission work, so to help missionaries around the globe. So when you go to Nutramedics.com, use the code ERIC, get your 35% off. You help Nutramedics, you help missions around the world, and of course, you help this show. So do that now, Nutramedics.com, use the code ERIC. And now, without further ado, that's about the only French I know, let me welcome back to the program, Phelan McAleer, part of the team of McAleer and McElhinney. You have produced stellar programs or films in the past. Gosnell is one of them. And of course, Frack Nation. Phelan, I know you're here without your lovely bride, Anne, but I think we'll take it, right? You can run with this. You're filming now the movie called My Son Hunter, based on the Hunter laptop. And I believe you're producing it in Serbia, right?
Yes, yes. Well, yes. So it's a biopic of Hunter. It's a movie, not a documentary, a biopic of Hunter Biden's dodgy dealings and party lifestyle and corruption and his family's corruption. And I suppose he spent a lot of time in Eastern Europe, in Ukraine, on the board of, he was on the board of, you know, he spent a lot of business time there. He was there, you know, did a lot of work there, did a lot of dealings there. And, you know, so Serbia sort of covers as the Ukraine. Serbia, you know, Serbia has a lot of, you know, dodgy bars and strip bars. And no Hunter Biden biopic would be complete without lots of strip bars and attractive women, which Serbia has plenty of. So yeah, myself and Anne, as you say, I'm kind of the chopped liver of the Anne McElhinney McAleer duo. Unfortunately, she couldn't be here. We have been in Serbia. We filmed in Serbia. Filming has just finished. We're literally off the plane. Robert Davi is the director. He's done a brilliant job, and we still have editing. We still have probably some more filming to do. And he's done an amazing job, and we're going to tell this important story about corruption of the highest level.
I know, and you have got such a great and stellar cast and production people. I mean, Robert Davi directing, but he was in License to Kill. I would believe he was the major bad guy in that James Bond movie. Yeah. He was in The Goonies, and of course, he was in Die Hard, that fabulous Christmas movie, Die Hard. So Robert Davi, that's a great get, as we say in the business, right?
Oh, amazing. To be honest, It was Magda, our colleague, who suggested Robert Davi, and I remember saying, he won't want to direct this movie. You know, he's been in Die Hard, he's been in The Goonies. I mean, he won't want anything to do with this small budget film. But he jumped once he saw the script. He jumped at the opportunity, and you know, there's not a scene in the script that Brian Godawa wrote. And people should check out Brian's work. He's done some great work, some biblical fiction. That's briangodawa.com. When he saw the script, when he saw Brian's script, he just jumped at chance to direct it. But there's not one scene that he hasn't made more interesting or more visual. And that's what a director does, takes the writer's work and puts it on the screen. And we've got a wonderful choice. When we're going to the editing suite, it's going to be very, very interesting.
Yeah, I'm very excited too about the title role goes to one of my favorite British actors of all people, Lawrence Fox. My goodness, this guy, Inspector Lewis, he was the sidekick to Kevin Whateley's character there, Inspector Lewis. He was in the Frankenstein Chronicles, which is another favorite of mine. But Lawrence Fox is he's a lovely fellow, isn't he?
Yeah, lovely. And he played Lord Palmerston in the PBS series Victoria. He comes from a long line of actors. His father is James Fox. His uncle is Edward Fox, who was the Jackal in the Day of the Jackal, in the original Day of the Jackal from the 70s. So he's got a long pedigree, and he is a great Hunter Biden. And, you know, he was cancelled for telling the truth in the UK. And, you know, I think he was able to really bring out the feeling of being an outsider, which Hunter Biden is a very interesting character, deeply corrupt, a drug addict, but wanting to be accepted, wanting to be part of something, like a lot of addicts are, wanting to be there and trying to do business deals to keep his father happy, trying to work on his art, trying to keep everyone happy, and trying to live up to Bo Biden, who died and who was the perfect son. He wasn't the perfect son. I mean, I said this is part Austin Powers, part King Lear, part, you know, House of Cards, because there's so much going on there. And the father-son relationship between Joe Biden and Hunter Biden is very central. What's going on there?
Yeah, it's funny because it's also a comedy, right? It's not just a drama about the true story. Now, I suppose that some of the script has to be based on the actual dialogue and monologues or whatever from the Hunter Biden laptop. Is that correct?
Of course, and many of the emails that have all been proven to be true. So yeah, and you know, he's given lots of interviews to the New Yorker, to on TV, on podcasts, and he's written a book, a so-called tell-all. He's the only person who lies in his tell-all confessional memoir, which is a very interesting genre, the lying tell-all confessional memoir. It's a small group, but. So he's been very open. Like he got a job on the board of a Ukrainian oil and gas company, right, on $83,000 a month, whilst knowing nothing about the Ukraine, whilst knowing nothing about the oil and gas industry, and whilst knowing nothing about boardroom governance. So, and whilst needing to take a hit of crack every 20 minutes, and he's quite open about this in his biography. So there's only one way you can treat that, and that is as an absurdly humorous, ridiculous situation. Because if you took it seriously, it would become a very depressing movie about a modern corruption in modern America at the highest levels.
Yeah. The real life story is deeply depressing.
Yeah. Obviously. Well, I mean, the reason he got that job was because his father was in charge of Ukrainian American foreign policy on Ukraine and dishing out aid to Ukraine who needed it for their war. And Joe Biden is quite open. You're not going to get the billions of dollars of aid if you don't fire this prosecutor who's investigating my son's company. And Wow. Lo and behold, the prosecutor was fired. This is how corrupt it is. And that's why you have to pay it for humor.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, my father was a local policeman in in Reserve Township, right outside of Pittsburgh, and all I could get for that connection was the producer of the Eric Metaxas show.
Don't be knocking the Eric Metaxas show.
We're going to be right back to the Eric Metaxas show. Phelan McAleer, one of the producers of My Son Hunter. MySonHunter.com is where you need to go. We're going to be right back. And don't forget to go to Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC for 35% off this week only, folks. Be right back.
Hey, folks, I've got to tell you a secret about Relief Factor that the father-son owners, Pete and Seth Talbot, have never made a big deal about, but I think it is a big deal. I really do. They sell the three-week quick start pack for just $19.95 to anyone struggling from pain like neck, shoulder, back, hip, or knee pain, $19.95, about a dollar a day. But what they haven't broadcasted much is that every time they sell a three-week quick start, they lose money. In fact, they don't even break even until about 4 to 5 months after if you keep ordering it. Friends, that's huge. People don't keep ordering Relief Factor month after month if it doesn't work. So yes, Pete and Seth are literally on a mission to help as many people as possible deal with their pain. They really do put their money where their mouths are. So if you're in pain from exercise or even just getting older, order the three-week quick start for $19.95. Let's see if we can get you out of pain too. Go to relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com, or call 800-500-8384, 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com. I use it. It works.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, we are back at the Eric Metaxas Show on Thanksgiving Eve. This is Albin Sadar, producer, sitting in for Eric today. Don't forget Nutramedics.com. Use the code ERIC, 35% off on these great supplements, vitamins, all those good things you need, your body needs. We use them. You should use them too. Use the code ERIC, Nutramedics.com, all this week only. I am getting back to this fascinating interview with Phelan McAleer. He's one of the producers of My Son Hunter. MySonHunter.com is where you go to get more information on the film. It is about the Hunter Biden laptop and the unfortunate disclosures that we find out from young Mr. Biden himself. You know what I like, Phelan, and again, welcome back. I love the fact that you've got John James of Dynasty playing Joe Biden. I like to call him Uncle Joe. Some people call him President Biden. But because when I looked at John James, I looked him up recently because he's an older gentleman, of course, he's the right age, but he actually does look a little like Joe Biden.
Yeah. And where do you see what we did with him with makeup? And the wonderful Serbian makeup artists. I mean, he grew into the role. It was amazing. He just became Joe Biden over the course of making the movie, even to the extent of walking into a glass door on his way into a restaurant on the weekend when we were making a movie. He said it was his greatest piece of method acting ever. He walked into a glass door and spent Saturday evening in a Serbian ER room. Not a great place to be, actually. Any ER room on a Saturday night, you know, anywhere in the world is not a great place to be. Serbia, it's got its own challenges. So, anyway, he just needed a few stitches. But he was taking Joe Biden, the stumbling, bumbling Joe Biden role so seriously, walking through a glass door.
So that was not part of the movie. That's one of those outtakes, right?
Yes, very much. And he was taken out by the glass door.
He was taken out by the glass door. You know, of course, there was a big cover up back in, I guess it was October or so, when all this was discovered, that the Hunter Biden laptop, and the New York Post was about the only newspaper that was covering it until they were told, like, nah, you can't cover that. And from the last interview you had when Ann was with you, Ann McAleer, your co-producer and your wife, you had said to her when early on, when you guys, I guess, were dating and you were journalists together, you said to her, and I have actually used this quote and I've given it the credit to you. You said, if it's not in the news, it didn't happen. Yeah. And that's exactly what happened with the Hunter Biden laptop. They said, not newsworthy. So nobody in America or around the world will know that this actually is real. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, show you how old I am. I said, if it's not in the paper, it didn't happen. And so, yeah, they decided to cover this up. They decided to suppress this, not even cover it up, suppress it. You know, we can't verify the laptop. Well, you've got New York Times, you've got 1,200 reporters, actually. You know, there are emails with six people copied on them. Go and ask the other five people, did you get this email? Did you send this email? And, you know, one of them will confirm it. And if all of them refuse to deny it, well, then you know it's true, right? You can say, nobody, you know, no one denied that this was a genuine email. Find out. I mean, they spent so much time and energy working out if Michael Cohen ever went to Prague. I mean, you can find out if Joe Biden was in certain places or Hunter Biden was in certain places at certain times. And then you can find out the people he emailed and where they were. And you can find out the times that he was there. I mean, this is not difficult things. You can send him a list of questions and he can refuse to answer them. And you can say that. And if he's got, by the way, it's very easy to prove that you weren't somewhere now or you didn't send an email now. You can, you know, was there any spelling mistakes in emails? Were there anybody named wrongly? Were some email addresses? If these are fake, how did they get the email addresses? You know, this could collapse in a minute if you put any investigative power behind it. But the problem was they knew it wouldn't collapse. In fact, the more they investigated it, the more it would be verified.
I know. And if you need any other evidence that journalism is gone in this country, you just have to look at that. The biggest story of 2020 besides the election was the Hunter Biden laptop. That was what they used to call in this country, the October surprise and yes. In front of the election, that's going to change everything. Well, we're not going to look at that, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was it. I mean, this was a classic October surprise. And they realized that and they thought, we can't let Trump win. We have to suppress this. And they suppressed it. And, you know, and the New York Post covered it. By the New York Post, which is the oldest newspaper on this planet, English-speaking mm-hmm. newspaper on this planet. And I'm sure there's lots of now obscure English newspapers who are going to write to me and say, actually, we're slightly older than the New York Post. But I think they're definitely the oldest newspaper in America. And they wrote it and they covered it. And they covered it fairly and squarely. And they got things verified and they asked questions and they ran stories. I mean, the New York Times has a big story just published recently about Hunter Biden in a dodgy deal, sewing up, giving all of the cobalt production, basically of the world, to the Chinese government. I don't know if you saw this. The Chinese government wanted to buy a massive cobalt mine. You need cobalt for electric vehicles now. And of course, we're all going to be forced to drive electric vehicles. So it's going to become a very valuable resource that you can hold the world hostage with. Most of the world's cobalt is in the Democratic Republic of Congo. It was owned by an American mine and they were getting political difficulties trying to exploit it. So they sold it to a company run. The Chinese wanted to buy it for some reason. They let Hunter Biden buy it first, and then they bought it off Hunter Biden's company. This is a $1.2 billion deal, and Hunter Biden was the middleman in a completely unnecessary way. And this is just a way, I believe, of funneling money to Biden and to the Biden family for favors down the line.
You know, they tried it. They talked about Russia and the connection with Donald Trump. Yeah, sure. China and the connection with the Biden family. It's right there, folks. I guess they don't cover it because it's obvious. It's right there. You don't have to look into it because it's right there.
It's right there. I mean, the New York Post covered this before the election. The Washington Free Beacon covered it before the election in much detail. And now the New York Times has suddenly discovered it and basically rewrote an article from the Washington Free Beacon. But ignored it, but pretended that this was some kind of scoop. And a lot of the media treated it like a scoop. And it wasn't. It was covered before the election, and you decided not to follow up on it. I mean, and the Washington Free Beacon, it's all there. It's all there in documents if you want to go and look for it. But they didn't want to go and look for it because they wanted to make sure that Donald Trump was not reelected president.
I know. They did all kinds of funny tricks and... put together, I'm up to like 18 bullet points about how the election was obviously stolen, but who cares, right? Can you talk a little bit about the actress who was canceled and is now playing the I guess she's a spy or something, and she's the female.
Yes. Well, Gina Carano, people there may know her from. Well, she's a mixed martial arts fighter, but she's been in Deadpool. Then she was in the Star Wars series, The Mandalorian, she was a big hit there, one of people's favorite characters. And she said something innocuous on Twitter and was cancelled, of course, and her figurine was cancelled, the Star Wars figurine was cancelled. They tried to destroy her life. So we hired her as a world-weary Secret Service agent who has to observe the Biden corruption and both moral and financial up close and personal. And she was wonderful. She came on the set, when we were halfway through, just was a ray of light, a ray of joy. That's great.
You know, in the old days, they would hang you an effigy. Now they just cancel your figurine.
Yes. Yeah.
But I know it's wonderful to see. Like I said, you have a stellar cast. You've got a stellar behind the scenes with the director and, of course, you and Anne producing. I mean, this is going to be a blockbuster film, folks. And now, can you let us know, give us an idea roughly when this film will be coming out?
Well, we're now going into the editing process, and I'd love to. Your listeners have always been. In fact, this film has been crowdfunded, and your listeners and viewers have been among the most enthusiastic supporters, and we thank them for that. And I think Eric actually has supported the film as well, and we thank you for that as well. So we're going into the editing process now. Obviously, we've got Thanksgiving and Christmas, so we're hoping, and then we have to do sound and we have to do color, and music. So we're hoping that the process will be wrapped up end of first quarter, beginning of second quarter next year. We're still trying to raise money for the project, by the way, to try and finish it. We raised $2 million so far, but the actual budget was 2.5. If your people would like to help, that'll be wonderful as well. MySonHunter.com. But yeah, so it'll be finished at first quarter, end of first quarter, begin the second quarter next year.
Oh, that's very, very exciting. So again, people need to go to MySonHunter.com. You will see all this fabulous information there. And Phelan McAleer, thank you very much for giving us this update. We'll have you back in a couple of weeks to give us even more information. This is very exciting. And do not forget, go to NutraMedics.com. Use the code ERIC, 35% off on all the vitamins and supplements that you need anyway. 35% off, NutraMedics.com. Use the code ERIC. I am Albin Sadar. We will be right back.
Hey, folks, Eric Metaxas here. Joe Biden and the Democrats have laid out the most socialist agenda our country has ever seen. Instead of following President Trump's blueprint that had the economy booming, the Dems are going to raise taxes, increase regulations, and skyrocket an already outrageous national debt. If your retirement is in traditional investments, it is in jeopardy. Americans should be diversifying their investments with gold and precious metals. Gold gives you control over your wealth and protects you from market volatility, inflation, and a weakening dollar. When investing in gold, I turn to Legacy Precious Metals. Legacy Precious Metals has over 40 years of experience in helping Americans protect their finances, and this team is prepared to patiently consider your own personal financial needs. If you're looking to invest in gold, call the good folks at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-473-6204 or visit them online at legacypminvestments.com. Don't leave your retirement to chance, friends. Contact Legacy Precious Metals today. That's 866-473-6204. I was lost and blind, and a friend of mine even took me by the hand and led me to his kingdom that was in another land. Hey, folks, it's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Larry Norman, in case you were wondering. I'm sitting here in the studio with Chris Himes. I have an amazing story that I need to get out. I tell this story every year at Thanksgiving. I wrote a book about it. In fact, the book is a children's book called Squanto and the Miracle of Thanksgiving. I think it's like $5 on Amazon. But I want to tell you, if you've not heard this story, and I'll bet my engineer Eric Hansen has never heard this story, this is one of the most amazing stories. And what makes it more amazing is that people don't know this, and you think there's no way
we could live in America and not know this story. So this is the story. If you're listening, folks, listen carefully, because this is huge. In 1608, before any ships, before any people settled in, you know, what's now Massachusetts, I never knew this, because we all know that the Mayflower landed there in 1620, right, Chris? You knew that.
I did at one point in my life.
Right. So 1620 is when the Pilgrims land in Plymouth. Sorry, right?
Plymouth Rock. Yeah.
Plymouth Rock. So, but I always assumed growing up that that's the first time that anybody came to like what's Massachusetts. Mm-hmm. But I found out no, that's not the case. And the story of Squanto, which I'm going to tell right now, which just wait till you hear this. It starts in 1608, and it turns out that English trading ships would travel, you know, from Europe, from England to Iceland, Greenland, make their way down Nova Scotia, da, 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 all the way down, and they would trade with the natives. Now, I never knew that. So the natives were familiar with English sailors coming and trading and giving them, you know, knives and pots and pans, and they would, you know, give them pelts and whatever, and they would trade. I never knew this. Well, in 1608, a ship led by a Captain Hunt lands or you know, drops anchor off of what is today Plymouth, Massachusetts. And the Patuxet Braves come down to the shore to trade with them, as they've done before. Well, just so happens that this Captain Hunt was a bad man. And instead of trading with the Braves, they whack him over the head, put them in the longboat, take them out to the ship, throw them in the hold, sail to Malaga, Spain, and sell them into slavery. This is 1608. One of the Braves was a 12-year-old boy named Tisquantum. Now, this is a true story. This is all documented. I've done the research. Others have done the research. It's true. So he is bought by some kindly friars who seem to treat him well, teach him the Christian religion, and this is the part that we'll never know how this happened, but they arrange for him to be freed and to travel to London. Now imagine, from Malaga, Spain, to London. So this is an Indian from what is today Massachusetts, a Native American, a Patuxet, makes his way to London with the idea, and this is where it's crazy, of getting back across the Atlantic to go back home. I know, it's like being on the moon and saying, so when's the next ship going back? There's no next ship going back. What are you talking about? But I guess the idea was not insane. He worked in London from, what is it, around 1612, 1613, for 4 or 5 years with a family called Slaney. This is all documented. This Indian named Squanto, Tisquantum, learns the English language. He's there when Queen Elizabeth is on the throne. We're talking Shakespeare is writing his plays. So he's in London, this Massachusetts Indian. And this is years before the Pilgrims ever get to Plymouth Rock. Crazy, right? In 1618, I believe, 1619, a ship is found for him to go back to his home. And he's going to translate, obviously, because he knows the languages. He's going to be on the ship working with these English as they're stopping, you know, and he's going to be doing the translating and so on and so forth. So somehow he gets passage on a ship. The ship ends up having to spend the winter in, I can't remember if it was Iceland or Greenland. It's in my book. Where does it say? Newfoundland? No, hold on a second. Anyway, the point is that it took them quite a while to get there, right? So they basically it was Newfoundland. Sorry. They spend the winter in Newfoundland. And then the next spring, this is like 1619, they bring him to what's now the coast of Massachusetts, drop him off. Thank you very much. Goodbye. This sounds crazy, right? This is documented. This is a true story. So a year plus before the Pilgrims land, this Indian has made the journey from Plymouth to Spain to London, spends 5 years in London, learns the English language, learns the ways of the English, and then ends up back where he started. He finds his way on foot to the village, which is right where Plymouth is today, right? Patuxent Village, where his Indian, where his family is, they have all been wiped out. In 10 years, he's dreamed about getting home. He's dreamed about returning. He's dreamed for 10 years. He's thought in his mind of doing the impossible to get all the way back home. He makes his way home. He gets there, and the entire tribe, his whole family, has been wiped out by smallpox. I mean, it's one of these things that you can't even, it's like a nightmare what happened to him, right? Now, you're going to hear the second part of the story, which is completely mind-blowing when we come back from the break. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. True story. Wait till you hear it. To save us from ourselves and our despair, it comforts me to know you're really. Hey folks, all you out there know that MyPillow doesn't have box stores or any shopping channels. They've been part of this canceled culture, and they want to pass the savings on directly to you so you can get the lowest price in the history of MyPillow for the classic standard MyPillow, regularly $69.98, now only $19.98 with promo code ERIC. They also have queen size, regularly $79.98, now $24.98 with promo code ERIC, or king size, regularly $89.98, only $29.98 with promo code ERIC. MyPillow is not just pillows. They've got over 150 products, everything from sleepwear to slippers and dog beds, you name it. My promo code ERIC also works on mystore.com. You can get my books, and frankspeech.com. Go to mypillow.com or call 1-800-978-3057. Use promo code ERIC to take advantage of Mike's special offer on his standard MyPillow. That's mypillow.com, promo code ERIC, or 1-800-978-3057. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. That's Kieran Carpenter. We're talking about Squanto and the Miracle of Thanksgiving. I wrote a book about this, I guess came out about 15 years ago, and a lot of people tell me they read it every Thanksgiving. They probably don't know that I wrote it, but I'm the author of this book. And it's a story that I discovered, I guess, when was this? Like over 20 years ago, I discovered this story. I did the original research, and I said, this is the most amazing story. Nobody knows the story. A lot of people have heard of Squanto, the Indian who helped the pilgrims and did this and that. But anyway, so where we left off our story is that he comes back from Europe to now, have you ever heard this story, Chris? I don't even know. You don't know this story.
No, I don't. I mean, I know the story of Squanto as sort of the Indian helper, but not the crazy.
I'm just checking.
I mean, it sounds like a backtracking excursion, kind of gone crazy.
It's insane.
But it's insane. Yeah.
So here's where we left off before the break. So he comes home. Just imagine that you're sold into slavery and somehow 10 years later you make your way home. So now he's 21 years old, whatever, 22 years old. He's looking for his family. There's nobody there. They've all died. They've been wiped out by smallpox, one of these diseases brought by the white man, obviously unintentionally. So he goes to a neighboring tribe and lives with them. But the neighboring tribe, it's not like they're like, hey, we're all Native Americans. We're cool. No, this is like strangers. He might as well be in England. He'd probably prefer to be in England. In fact, he ends up living alone in the woods because he's heartbroken. It's just one of these crazy stories. Meanwhile, what happens? Meanwhile, a group of English people who are escaping the persecutions of James I, the king, travel to Holland. They're there for a number of years. Their kids start to lose, the English culture and stuff. And they say, we've got to go to the New World. So they get on a ship called the Mayflower. We've heard the story. And they travel to what ends up as Plymouth, Massachusetts. They land the ship there, 100 people. Very devoted to God, very serious about God. They're praying that God would lead them. They get there, and they begin dying like flies. 50 of the 100 people die the first winter. Now, we can't even imagine this. I mean, you've got six kids. Can we even imagine what it would be like to lose your wife, to lose your kids? I mean, they were all dying, burying their brothers, their sisters, their spouses, their kids, their parents. It's a nightmare. So spring comes, and they are, of course, wondering, do we go home? Because this is not working for them. And they really were wondering, what do we do? And out of the woods walks an Indian called Squanto. They happened to have settled on the very place where he grew up, Patuxent Village, the place where he grew up. He walks out of the woods speaking perfect English. Think about that for a second. An Indian walks out of the woods speaking perfect English. He was in London for 5 years, more recently than they were. And he basically says, I have nothing to do with my life. My whole tribe, my family has been wiped out. You have settled on my home. Here I am. How can I help you? The pilgrims recognize this as an outrageous answer to their prayers, because they have been weeping and praying to God, why have you let us here? Squanto just happens not only to know English perfectly, he just happens to know everything about that area because he grew up there. So he shows them where to get lobsters, how to get eels out of the mud, how to fish. He shows them how to plant corn and how to plant squash so that the squash grow up, the vines grow up around the corn stalk. He shows them how to put a dead fish in when you plant the corn as fertilizer. He shows them everything and allows them to survive. There's no doubt. This is history, okay? And in fact, the Pilgrim Fathers, William Bradford, who is the governor, wrote in his journal that Squanto was a special instrument sent of God. He had no doubt. It's just one of those things that it was to them a miracle that he shows up out of nowhere. He has nothing to do except to say, this is my home. I'm here to help you. He not only that, but he brokers a deal with the surrounding tribes so that these pilgrims have peace with the surrounding tribes. So these Englishmen that have come, the pilgrims, the Puritans, had a peace that lasted 50 years, an incredible accomplishment. And Squanto basically helped them to do this. It's one of the most outrageous stories from our history that there's a miracle at the beginning of everything that happened in America is this outrageous miracle. The pilgrims didn't just happen to hang out because they wanted to. It all happened because Squanto appears out of the woods and miraculously happens to speak English, miraculously happens to know everything about England, miraculously happens to have nothing to do because his whole tribe was wiped out, and they adopt him. And he just happens to know everything about that area to show them how to survive. Now, this is documented. This is not my spin on the story. So basically, I remember when I did the research on this 20-something years ago, I said, what am I missing? This is like a crazy miracle. Like, this doesn't make any sense. When you think about the fact that he's kidnapped, that the whole thing. And this has all been documented. Now, there's some questions. I mean, there's questions about some of the details, but everything I'm saying is basically that's it. And I have to say that to not see this as God's hand in history seems to me to be willfully blind, because this really, the Mayflower, the Pilgrims, that's the DNA of America, more so than Jamestown, if you know our history. I mean, that colony and everything that followed. So I wanted to tell that story because we need to be thankful for God's hand in American history. I don't know how else you see it. If you see this as a coincidence, it's the craziest coincidence I've ever heard in my life. It doesn't make any sense. So I'm thankful for Squanto. We'll be right back. It's the Eric Metaxas Show. Our website, go to metaxastalk.com. You can download the recording of the Squanto story. I'm just so happy to share it every year, and we'll be right back. I had to find myself in time. Now I can start up.
It's beginning to look a lot like Thanksgiving everywhere I go. Chris Himes, the producer extraordinaire, as well as myself. Chris, how are you doing? I know it's already Thanksgiving for you.
Yeah, Thanksgiving, I like to go ice skating and do some caroling with a live turkey. Wait, I'm mixing metaphors like you just did with that song. That is not okay. An actual song.
Yeah, I know. And then, by the way, we're going to have to bring back my Antifa song, you know, burn the halls with Molotov cocktails.
Yeah.
Antifa, la la. Yeah.
I think we'll need to update that with some new timely lyrics.
I know that video was canceled. Can you imagine? Along with the rest of the channel back in April by those wonderful folks at YouTube. Rumble.com, you can still see us there. Rumble.com, make sure you go to the Eric Metaxas Show channel there. Oh, by the way, cultural warriors. We're talking, you know, if you want to talk about warriors, let's talk about the right kind, cultural warriors. If you go to MetaxasTalk.com, that's the radio website, MetaxasTalk.com, and click on the Cultural Warrior of the Year awards, you can vote for one of the cultural warriors that should get an award this year. Last year, it was Candace Owens. This year, I think out in front is Mike Lindell. No surprise there. But there's a total of six candidates you could vote for. MetaxasTalk.com, Cultural Warrior banner. And also, do not forget to sign up for Eric's newsletter. Okay, do that. Go to ericmetaxas.com, sign up for the newsletter, get autographed copies at shopmetaxas.com of Is Atheism Dead? That's going gangbusters, folks. And the companion piece I hear, Hamster Homes, it's autographed by the author, Albin Sadar. You can get that at amazon.com as well, the individual books, but this is a complete set. Chris Himes, do you have anything to say?
Well, I was just was trying to vote for Cultural Warrior of the Year, and I think I just went to Culture of the Year, and I voted for a probiotic yogurt by accident. I'm not sure. I think I went to the wrong site.
Yeah.
Culture
Shock of the Year. But we've had unfortunately, you know, after the Kyle Rittenhouse verdict, we were all hoping for some peace and harmony and quiet, at least going into Thanksgiving, but we had the other tragedy in Wisconsin steal the news headlines, and hopefully we can put all this stuff behind us. We're coming into the Christmas season and the season of love traditionally, and hopefully some of that's going to wash off on all of us, whether you're a believer or not. Any thoughts on that, Chris Himes?
Well, yeah, obviously the Christmas season is one of hope and peace. And so, yeah, I think if there, I mean, the only hope I think we can have for any unity comes from God. So just hopeful that, you know, I think sometimes we do our best, but, you know, God can do things much better than we can do. So I think we should be praying for unity.
That's right. And the ministers are calling for, this is interesting, for revival. But revival, whether it was in the Bible or whether it was in this country, does not come from marching in the streets. It comes from being on your knees. And if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their lands. So the ministers out there who have been causing some of this ruckus and getting on board with some of this destruction, like saying like, well, it's kind of, okay. They got to repent of that. They got to turn from that. Stop sending people into the streets to burn and loot and kind of make apologies for it. No, we've got to, as individuals, take responsibility and peace and love and harmony and all that good stuff.
Okay. Yeah. It kind of reminds me of that story. There's a strange story in the Old Testament where the Israelites got bitten by snakes, and God basically said, "Make a a snake, and anybody who looks up, looks up instead of looking down at themselves gets healed." And I think we all need to kind of revert our eyes upward.
Folks, we're gonna leave it there. This is Albin Sadar and Chris Himes signing off.
Three.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.